I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
That sums up my life. But regardless, apparently we missed a big broom thing yesterday while we were stuck in an airport and or recovering. Oh no, I was at a funeral all day. So I missed the broom shenanigans on Facebook and caught it today.
Yeah, what the fuck are you
and
doing?
I'm just like, I'm sitting bisexual. Leave me alone. And I was just like, my mom did that with us when we were kids. Y'all are dumb, man.
You are really dumb, for real.
Like, that's a thing.
So that has always been a thing. But somebody said NASA said it, which was like there was no proof, and that gravity worked differently yesterday, and you could get your broom to stand on its own. Your broom has always stood on your own, on its own. See, that's why I don't want that. It's going to make noises of plunking in the background. Background.
The background?
The background.
You are dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Brooms always stand. It's physics.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, yesterday evening. Well, so I got home at 4:30.
Okay, you got to back that up a little bit.
I will. I was going to tell you, I'm telling you about my yesterday, and then we'll back it up. And then I couldn't calm down. I was all riled up.
Still?
That was when I tweeted the more tweets.
In bed, fuming.
Yeah. Trying to wind down. I take a long time to wind down and a long time to wake up every day. That's just me. It's just how I am. And then at 5:30, my dad wakes up and starts grinding coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I go down. I'm like, are you awake for the day? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
So you're not even asleep yet.
I'm not even asleep yet.
And he's like, up for the day. And you're like, motherfucker, normally I'm passed the fuck out by now and don't hear this. But I'm still up and I hate you.
Pretty much. So I did not fall asleep until 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, fuck me. I also pulled in at 4:20.
Yep.
Got my mail. My neighbor was up shoveling his driveway. And I came in, did all my things, went to bed. And I had to get up at 7 and take a shower for a funeral that we needed to leave the house at 8:30 for. So my day yesterday was literally nonstop. Because we did drop the puppy off, came back to the funeral, then did the luncheon, then drove to the cemetery an hour away, drove back an hour and 20 minutes because of traffic now coming home from Detroit, then picked up dinner, went to Frank's house to hang out with family and have dinner together and drink, and we were there till 9, and then we came home.
I'm shaking my head. Yeah, I slept about 6 hours. So
I stayed home today, and Catherine stayed home with me. So yeah. Scott had to go to work. He was gonna stay home, and then like a bunch of people got sick and shit hit the fan, and it's like 8 o'clock. He's like, I gotta go.
That sucks ass. So Shannon, why
my husband hasn't had a break yet since his father died last Tuesday. On Tuesday, February, is that the 4th?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Because it's Clint's birthday. My husband still went to work that week.
Yeah.
And then I left town for 4 days. And so he had the kids and the dog and family shit. And then I came home 12 hours later than I was supposed to.
Shannon, why did we get home that late? Why did we get home at 4:30 in the morning?
because our plane decided to have bad brakes and our 1:23 departure from New Orleans never happened.
It did ever happen.
At midnight. And I literally don't think it would have happened if that crew hadn't volunteered. Like, for reals.
Yeah, actually, that was one of the things that pissed everybody off, was the, like, woman basically being like, these people are working for free. Like, I give zero fucks. You have fucked my whole day. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we're flying a shitty company and you work for a shitty company. Like, that shouldn't happen.
But there had to have been other alternatives. Like, they flew in parts, but they couldn't fly us a different plane.
All planes are spoken for till 10 o'clock at night. You saw it. 3 planes right in front of us. So now we have planes. But now we don't have any crews because everyone's timed out for the day.
That was so fucked up. It was so fucked up. Fucking fuck. And so I started angrily tweeting at Spirit. And they were like, please DM me so that we can make this better.
They're a bunch of fucking gaslighters is what they are. They don't want the nasty shit on the internet. So they're like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. Please DM us. And then they make you feel like shit in the DM. They blame you for not figuring it out yourself. And then try to pay you off with $50. Go fuck yourself. I waited for an apology email all day yesterday from Spirit. Never got one. I legit think I'm going to write the president tomorrow. Not that it matters, but I'm going to be like, you could take some fucking customer service lessons from Walt Disney, you goddamn asshole, and he was a fucking Nazi. Fuck you.
Trump's not going to do anything about your problems with Spirit.
Maybe he should fly Spirit. Maybe they would change their ways.
That was a joke. She meant the president of Spirit. That was the same joke I made in our text, and Shannon was like, what? But you had a rough day. So that's fine that you didn't get me when I was joking about that before.
I know you really enjoyed all my Trump gifts. So
they actually did make me giggle. They actually did make me giggle. Yeah, they were really shitty too. So they, because I was so harsh, they actually gave me $150 and then yelled at Shannon for messaging from 2 different Twitter accounts. And I made it really clear who I was. I made it really clear. I actually did not expect them to comp you anything through me.
Right.
Right? That's why I thought you should do it separately.
Yeah.
I'm just on your reservation, so I had to give all of your information. And I was like, oh, well, that was nice of them to comp for both of us. And then figured that they would be smart enough to know that they were 2 people working from the same reservation and say to you, we sent your friend all your information. But instead, they also sent you comps and then yelled at you for scamming them. Fuck you, Spirit. Fuck you.
I think we should try to use both comps and see if we can get $200 off instead of $150.
Yeah. I was starting to get worried, though, that they can't be used together. What if I have to book 3 flights for them to lose all of their money on me?
I don't know if I'm ever going to fly them again. I might use their money, but I don't know.
No, they deserve to lose that money on me. They deserve to lose that money.
So everyone at the funeral knew about our travel fiasco. So that's all I got to talk about yesterday. And my cousin who was there who flies for Delta was like, that's fucking bullshit. If that had been Delta, you would have been given $500. Like, just telling her, like, yeah, we had mechanical issues. We were really super delayed. And all we got was a $14 voucher and a fuck you. So, yeah. And a volunteer, like, flight crew. And she just rolled her eyes. She was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, if that had been Delta, you would have gotten, like, $500.
Yeah.
Kissing your ass, you know.
Well, I mean, I compared it with all of the other tragedies that I've had. Yeah. That was one of my tweets. So I forgot that it was AirTran. I had to look it up. So back my first time in New Orleans, AirTran lost my luggage for 2 days. It was rolling around in the back of some guy's truck who never delivered it to us. And I had had snacks in there, and they got gross. And I had like a bag of What are the crunchy vegetables? Carrots and celery.
The vegetables that crunch. What are they again?
So they got all slimy and opened and got all over my stuff. Like, all my shit was...
Oh, gross. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was disgusting. My stuff smelled terrible. And, like, they gave me a full free flight because of losing my luggage for 2 days on my trip.
Yeah.
When there was a time that I was flying from Orlando, it was when I lived there, and there was a tropical depression. And so right before and there was a delay, and right before I left, there was just a torrential downpour where it was, I mean, you know what those are like, where it's just like, poof, like the air, sky opens up. Well, guess where my luggage was? Outdoors. Like, the people just ran inside who were transferring luggage. So when I opened that, everything was mildewed and some things bled on other things. And Delta gave me hundreds of dollars to replace my shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to make a claim. I had to file a claim, right? But they gave me tons of money to replace everything.
Right.
Right? Because I definitely was like, this skirt that I did not get at TJ Maxx was definitely $50. Right? Like... But like, how are they gonna check? Like, I've just filled out the claim and they gave me lots and lots of money to replace my stuff. And then, as we've told many times on the podcast, when I tried to go to Vegas and started throwing up at the gate, they gave me a voucher for my whole flight and were like, use it whenever. So like,
yeah, by far, so far in all of our travels, Southwest is like the most accommodating. We went up to the counter. We're like, we are so sorry. My friend is deathly ill for some reason. We've already checked in. Is there any way to get her off the flight, for her to get her ticket back, and for her to get her luggage? And the gate person looked at me and smiled and said, yes, Miss Marshall, we'll take care of all of that for you. Here you are, Miss Mabel. We've taken you off the flight. Basically, because you've given us your money, we're not going to take that away or penalize you for that. You're just use your flight however you want within the next year. And yes, we will go make a special run and go find your bags and get them off the plane. I saw that black woman do that with Spirit. I'm pretty sure she had to go all black woman on them to get that done.
Yeah.
Like, I will cut you, motherfucker, if you don't give me my shit. She had an infant. We had been there 12 hours. And she was like, I'm done. Get my bags, get my stroller, get my baby seat now. And you're going to give me all my money back. And I bet you she got all that.
I hope so. I hope so. That poor baby.
There were a lot of kids, a lot of babies, a lot of miserable moms traveling alone. And, you know, we're a group of 6 adults, half of whom were violently ill. And, you know, the rest of us are just tired. Like, I pulled my dad dead card out all day long.
Yeah.
Well, so
you missed the viewing.
Yeah.
You missed the viewing because of that.
Yeah.
Fuck them. So anyway, we hate Spirit now. I actually did break up with Spirit once before. It was the time, so there was bad weather, and I had a layover in LaGuardia, and they just sent my plane on without me. I watched it take off. It was at the gate, and they were like, ooh, sorry, doors are locked. They didn't save it for me. They didn't hold it for me. They could have just let me get on the flight and sent me my bags later.
I'm just like, the Spirit is totally unapologetic, and I think because that culture comes from the top down, that the employees literally don't give a fuck because the company doesn't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. You didn't take insurance out on this flight, Maggie. So sorry. So sad. Too bad. Oh, you're missing your funeral? Nothing we can do about it. But like, and I think that's what pissed me off the most is we sat there all day and no one encouraged us to find an alternative mode home.
Right. They kept on saying it's going to be 10 minutes. We heard 10 minutes like 35 different times, and then it would be another hour, half hour to hour in between before they said we should know more in 10 minutes. That happened so many times. But
I went back through my emails because they chose to communicate with us through email instead of in person. And I got an email every hour from 1 to 4 o'clock and then nothing again till 6, and then nothing again till 10.
But, like, there, I just don't believe that every single functional plane is flying.
Right. They could have flown a plane from Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
To come get us and take us home to Detroit and fly that plane back to Fort Lauderdale.
Right. Right. So
maybe you, if you don't have enough crew, maybe you should have some fucking maybe you should have an emergency crew. Like, these 100 people are our emergency on-call staff, and that's their job, to help fly for shit like this. They're not scheduled on the reg. They are on-call crews.
I mean, there just has to be better ways to deal with emergencies. Emergencies happen sometimes. That is understandable. And actually, I was perfectly fine with, because they said at first they were like, it's going to be 6:30. And I could tolerate a 5-hour delay. I could tolerate a 5-hour delay. I was not happy about a 5-hour delay, but I wasn't about to, like, lose my shit about it, because things happen. But they were fine to let us just keep waiting.
And if they hadn't found their quote-unquote volunteer crew, I think that poor woman was going to have to tell us all that our flight was canceled. You need to find an alternative way home. We're not going to help you rebook on another Spirit flight tomorrow. Because guess what, Maggie?
They're full.
They're full. There are only 2 flights in and out of MSY to DTW in a day. And 1 transfers in Atlanta.
I'm nodding. Yeah, no. So after they left me in LaGuardia all day that one time, I didn't fly Spirit again for a long time. And I really actually had sort of felt like they upped their game in just being, like, honest about, like, this is who we are and what we do, you know? Mm-hmm. That, like, don't expect this. This is what it is. And, I mean, remember on my birthday flight from New York, they gave me a free muffin. Remember that? They left me a birthday.
I do. They left me a birthday muffin while you were sleeping.
That was so nice, you know? And I was like, then that was the type of thing where it was like little gestures like that, where I felt like, okay, well, Spirit is, like, doing better at
trying to be human.
Yeah. But this was, and then in the messages from the woman who, you know, if you weren't wiggling so much, you wouldn't have shocked me. I just want to let you know that. Stop it. Stop it.
Okay, it didn't hurt. Okay. I was just, like, wincing to prepare.
Uh-huh. She, like, tried to explain, like, well, yes. Like, she was like, well, I've looked into it, and there were mechanical issues. And I was like, I fucking know that.
No shit, Sherlock. We know that.
As if that was a reasonable reason to be left there for 10 hours.
That's not what we're saying. We know there's mechanical issues. Fucking fix it. Fix the situation.
So, but, like, they supposedly did. They did not. The pilot didn't want to fly the plane. We had to get permission to fly one of the other planes. Like, so the plane, we were still supposed to fly in that plane, even after it had been quote-unquote fixed, and the new pilot did not want to fly it. So that's fucked up, too. Spirit was like, yeah, this plane's fine now. Go on it. And the pilot's like, no. So, yeah, I am going to use my thing to go on a thing. I'm going to go to visit my friends in Florida over my spring break, because Spirit deserves to lose that money on me. They deserve that.
Yeah.
They deserve for me to cost them. Because $14 vouchers for being there for 12 hours. Because if you get to your flight 2 hours beforehand, plus a 10-hour delay, that means you were there for 12 hours.
You were there for lunch and dinner.
$14 for that whole time.
Cost me $7 to buy a coffee and a baggie of fudge-covered Oreos. And not the big baggie, the tiny snack.
The tiny snack bag. Baggie. The little one. So anyway, fuck Spirit. We hate them now. I mean, God, if they had just been nice, been apologetic, given us something.
Yeah.
$50.
Psh. Yeah, my last direct message to their marketing people was like, you know what? We just want to feel seen and heard. All you have to do is send an apology email to every single person on this flight and maybe comp us something. But just want an apology. So sorry that this happened. This isn't the norm. There was severe communication breakdowns between passengers and administration.
I mean, it really seemed like that first captain did care, and then he just disappeared.
Oh, yeah. He took that last seat on the Delta flight I was looking at to buy, heading back to Detroit.
How do you know that?
I heard the tall guy that switched from jeans to pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
I heard him say it behind us. He's like, yeah, I heard the pilot left hours ago, man. I heard him talking to another pilot and looking for a ride back to Detroit on Delta.
That's so fucked. That's so fucked.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's other stories that are more funny and delightful from our trip. So now that we have officially fucked Spirit, told them to fuck right off, what else did I want to talk about?
Well, we last recorded on Saturday morning before we went Spirit crawling and day drinking and dinner and stuff. So we can cover that. How'd you like the Spirit walk?
I love the Spirits tour. That was really fun. The guy who did it was amazing. He was so energetic. I mean, he said he wasn't feeling well and that he was worried he wasn't going to do a good job. I was captivated. Every story he told. I particularly liked the one about the older woman with the younger guy who was a ghost and turned the gas on. I loved that story. That one was delightful. And then he also took us to historic bars. So we went to the bar that invented the grasshopper and had a grasshopper. And we went to a bar that serves absinthe because Louisiana was the first state to make absinthe.
The worm and the good stuff, the wormwood absinthe.
Yeah, the wormwood absinthe.
Yeah.
Shannon kept calling it absinthe, and I made fun of that because it was the absent fairy, which means the fairy wasn't there.
Yeah, so that was at Pirate Alley.
Yeah, it was at the pirate bar. And then he took us back to Lafitte, where we had our new favorite beverage.
Peanut butter whiskey!
We love peanut butter whiskey. Now, they cannot apparently keep Screwball in, like, nobody can keep it in stock. So even though that's what we wanted, like, that's not what we were having. We were having one of the alternates, which had more of a butter pecan flavor.
Yeah, it totally tasted like Luis's liqueur, but in a clear, like, whiskey. Not that whiskey's clear, but in a light.
Luis's liqueur is darker.
Yeah, it's a cream-based drink, so it's you know, solid, not see-through.
Right. Translucent. And so I Googled peanut butter vodka, peanut butter whiskey, Jesus Christ, Maggie, peanut butter whiskey, and I went to Screwball's website, and it was like, put in your zip code to find where we sell it. And it was like, Meijer number 173, Jackson Road.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Meijer has it?
That was why when you said you found it, I showed you the Meijer bag. Being like, at Meijer.
I didn't even notice it was in a Meijer bag.
At Meijer.
I went to my dealer last night because we went to get beer to go drink ourselves silly after the funeral. And I was like, John, don't whiskey shame me. Because he's a whiskey guy. Like, he drinks the good shit. I was like, have you heard of a peanut butter whiskey? He was like, yeah, Screwball. I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I can't keep it in stock, man. I'm going to get my next shipment on Thursday.
So I love the Screwball, but I also want the other one.
Yeah, so the other one was more pecan-y, more buttery.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was like butter pecan.
This definitely is more peanut buttery.
I like both of them.
Yeah, it's definitely a different taste.
I want to drink them both.
Both delicious. two thumbs up. I know it sounds weird because we were making fun of it. So we started asking around. We went to the market and the lady was like, yeah, I can't keep it in stock. And so we went to the bar and had some and it was delicious.
So I want to know what the other kind was. So now that's a new thing that we have to discover. What was the other one? See, I thought there was some kind of sheep or something on the other one. And so I thought we were at Lafitte. So I thought we were drinking Screwball because when I saw what the label was, that's like that it was there was a ram on it or something. I don't know.
Well, maybe they got some in between the time Ben and I had it Thursday night and we saw it again Saturday.
No, you had it with me on Saturday.
I didn't have any at Lafitte on Saturday.
Okay, so you had some.
Oh, the afternoon. We had some in the afternoon before the spirit walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what bottle he pulled out, but he cracked open a fresh bottle for us.
Right, but it didn't have that peanut butter flavor. It tasted sweet.
He'd run out of whatever they were pouring Friday night.
Right, but that also, I did not have what you guys had on Thursday.
Yeah.
What I had on Saturday, earlier with you and later in the day, was butter pecani.
Yeah, that's what Ben and I had Friday. It was butter pecani. Like whatever we were drinking at those bars all tasted the same. And it tasted different from the Screwball here.
But both are delicious and I want them both in my life.
Yes.
So we got to now figure out what the other one is.
Yes.
But I'm obsessed with peanut butter whiskey.
Yes.
Peanut. Peep, 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 peep. So after Shannon and I drank on the porch, and then we go to Lafitte and get peanut butter whiskey. I'm a little toasty. And we go to go get po' boys. And while we're at po' boys, I decide to also get some cheese fries with the po' boy. And we take it and we go back to our Airbnb to eat our po' boys and eat our whatever sides we got. And I bite my sandwich and I hate it. It is...
So it was a roasted veggie po' boy full of thyme.
They roasted that in like cups of thyme. it was all thyme. And I expected it to be like what a roasted veggie like hoagie is or like a, you know, grinder where there's not a ton of herbs on that, right? Like they do that with some flavor, like with salt and pepper or whatever, but it is not herbed to death. And those were herbed to death. So all I was eating for lunch now is cheese fries, which were delicious. Those cheese fries were made out of my dreams. But I'm not eating my sandwich because it tastes like rotten dirt. So then, Shannon, why don't you describe what happened next?
So we're standing around our island because we have a fat Airbnb with a bedroom and a kitchenette and a living room. And everyone's using our room as like the central gathering area. And our room's connected to another room with two other friends. So people are going in through their room, coming down the porches and into our room all the time. And Vicky's there and another friend walks in and they are also vegetarian with Maggie and they've been, you know, chatting all weekend, you know, two vegetarians, oh, you know, broing along. But this person's been, you know, a little negative most of the weekend. And it wasn't just with Maggie, it was with, you know, a few of us also.
But like I brought up being excited to go get tater tachos and they were like, ugh, I don't ever eat fried foods. That's so fatty. Like all the time just making, and I was talking about like when I actually do like Mediterranean salads. I realized I like fattoush salad, but there was a spinach and strawberry salad on the menu. And that just seems gross to me. And I was just like, I hate salad. I don't want salad. I didn't come here to eat salad. I didn't come to New Orleans, food capital, to eat fucking salad.
Came here to eat fucking fried fish, tater tachos and cheese fries, maybe some oysters.
So this friend comes in and
we've been drinking the majority of the day. Not like sloshed, but like a constant like one or two an hour.
I'm toasty at that. That's how I would describe me at that point. I was toasty. Yeah,
I was relaxed. I was like, you know, when like you've been drinking, but you're not toasty, but you're not drunk. You're just like right before toasty.
Yeah, I was definitely toasty.
And he comes in and instantly starts laying into the cheese fries with Maggie. And Maggie looks at him with her serious face and just starts saying, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
He kept going.
Yeah.
I would have only said it once if he'd actually shut the fuck up. But he keeps being like, that's a lot of cheese. You shouldn't eat that. What? Basically to me being like, you're really fucking fat. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's definitely how I took that.
So she gets to like the ninth, shut the fuck up. And I look at him and I'm like, you need to stop. And before I can say stop, Maggie grabs a giant fistful of cheese fries and hurls it at his face. Now, let me set the stage just a little bit more for you. We're not that far apart from each other. We're standing around like a tiny island in a kitchen. Like, she could have reached across and strangled him with her hands very easily. And so Maggie's across from the male friend, and Vicky and I are on the opposite ends of the island. So we're farther apart from each other. I can't strangle Vicky. So it's like a long, skinny island. And now there's cheese fucking everywhere. And so Maggie flings the cheese fries, and then we all like stare at each other. And poor Maggie is actually pretty hysterical at this point. And the guy friend's like really fucking shocked. And Vicky and I are like, oh fuck. How do we disarm this grenade? Like, well, actually the grenade went off. How do we clean up this grenade?
How do we prevent possible further grenades?
Right, right. Yeah. What's our friend gonna do next? What's he gonna do? But now Maggie's hysterical. So we actually all turn our attention to Maggie and try to take care of her and the cheese mess and then the guy. And Maggie wound up. So not only is her like cheese on the guy friend and all over the goddamn kitchen behind him. Mind you, this is an Airbnb, so we have to leave the place spotless because my reputation's on the line. My perfect five-star rating is on the line. She wound up, so cheese flung behind her all over the living room, all over the fireplace, all over me, and then like flung on him. So it was a craptastic masterpiece. It was a Jackson Pollock of cheese. That's exactly what that was.
I had so much cheese down my arm and in, like, I had like a huge glob of cheese in my hand and down my arm. Like, I really went for it. I really went for it.
So we tried cleaning up our friend because, like, it's about time to get moving. We all decided to congregate at one-ish. Because we're going to go to our tour at like 2. And so we're trying to eat lunch and get settled before having to take off. And I look at my friend, I'm like, you actually might want to go take a shower. Because I started cleaning cheese, nacho cheese out of the crooks of his ear for him. And like splattered through his beard. And then like I looked at his hair and I was like, oh yeah, you should go take a shower real quick.
There was a lot of cheese in his hair.
Yeah. So that happened. And of course, like, did not take long for everyone to find out what happened. So her friend Clint comes in and she walks in and they joke. They're just like, hey, it's just me. Don't throw cheese at me.
Don't throw anything at me.
And so we tell them what happened and they were like, oh, like, that's not what we just heard. That is unacceptable. And I will have a talk with him. Now, also Maggie, in Maggie's defense, you actually did immediately apologize. You, like, after about a minute and a half, you apologized. You were
as
like,
as soon as my hysteria, like, as soon as I wasn't hyperventilating anymore.
Yeah. You were like, I'm really sorry that I overreacted. You said something like that. I overreacted. That was not a reasonable response to what you were saying to me.
You said my name in shock, but I thought you were furious at me. Because you, when I did it, you go, Maggie Mayville.
Did I use her full name?
Yeah, you did. First and last name. And I was like, oh no, I did very wrong. Shannon's so mad right now. Shannon's never been this mad at me except for when she was giving birth. But you were just, that was just shock.
Yeah, it was probably like, you know, like when you're shocked at a four-year-old and you're like, Catherine Miriam. Like, yeah, yeah, I was like, yeah. Maggie Mayville. Your brother's gonna love that. You need to tell your brother that. That I, Maggie Mayville.
So, what? What
I forgot about that.
What lessons did we learn from this?
Well, there's lots of lessons.
There's lots of lessons
by everyone.
By everyone.
Our male friend learned not to food shame a female.
You shouldn't food, nobody should food shame anybody.
No. So, like, I really do think, you said his demeanor changed, like, dramatically after that.
Yeah.
So, Clint does not take any type of shaming at all from anyone. So, and they've been friends a really, really long time. So, I know that if his demeanor changed that much, then they did, like, really honestly and earnestly talk to them and set them straight. So, yeah, Maggie learned, was Listen, reminded why she doesn't drink
really anymore. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, drunk Maggie is not a nice person. And this is a thing that I know. This is a thing that I've, like,
you know, I have been drinking with you for, like, 15 years now. Well, not almost, like, 10 years, for sure.
Over 10 years.
I've never seen you get mad like that.
But you've seen me be mean to people.
Well, I'm also a mean drunk, too. So, like.
Yeah. No, that was a new level of anger. And then I was really upset that I wasted my cheese fries. So that's another.
So we went through the 8 stages of grief really quickly.
Yeah. That guy wasn't.
Disbelief.
That guy wasn't worth my cheese fries. I told this story in therapy today, and my therapist laughed the whole way through. She thought it was hilarious. Oh, and this is my eating disorder specialist therapist. Like, she thought it was so funny.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how helpful that is for you, for your therapist to be laughing at you, though.
No, I was appreciative that she wasn't being judgmental. Like, Maggie, that was a psychotic response. And she was also really validating and was like, well, that guy clearly has his own issues with food and you don't need to take those issues on.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, I don't know if he is an ex-fatty or I don't know that. So I don't know if he does have... Like,
listen, he food shamed me low key all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And that one was high key.
Yeah. And he'd do that to anyone else.
No, just me, the fella veg. She actually asked me if he did that to other people or just me. And she, just me. And she said something about, like, he has an idea of what it is to be a vegetarian and you weren't fitting into that and it bothered him in some way. People give vegetarians a hard time all the time, and it's because they don't like the ethics of vegetarianism or feeling like vegetarians are being judgmental of them in whatever way. But in my head, I'm like, everybody else here is eating meat and you're not being mean to them.
Oh yeah, I ate all the fried food all weekend,
right?
And all those alcoholic drinks we had, like, full of sugar.
Those are not healthy for you. Those are not good for you.
I'm surprised we weren't pooping red after that hurricane.
So, listen, friends, don't waste your cheese fries on a man.
Moral of the story. Don't waste your cheese fries on a man.
Just kept going.
He just... And it wasn't even like... it wasn't even that long, though. Like, it felt like that long to you. But I think you gave it, like, he started talking, and you immediately, like, tried to cut him off by saying, shut the fuck up. And I think he thought you were joking, but you just kept repeating it, and he kept talking. It was actually very short. It was, like, 30 seconds.
It felt like a very long time to me.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was like 30 seconds before he picked up the fistful of fries and shoved them in his face. Because I let it go like a few shut the fucks up. And then I realized he wasn't getting the message. And that's when I was like, hey, you should. Oh, Maggie Mayville.
In my head, I kept on making my more serious voice. I'm sure you recognized it because you know me.
Yeah.
But I put on my serious voice of like, I'm not fucking kidding when I'm saying this to you.
Even Vicky got the message.
Yeah, she doesn't. The first time she met me. Mm-hmm. It was my serious voice. I mean, I definitely think that if it hadn't been the third day in a row of him food shaming me, that I wouldn't have gotten there so fast. And if I hadn't been that drunk, I wouldn't have gotten there so fast. I think those two things combined, and hating my sandwich. I hated my sandwich. All I was going to eat was those cheese fries.
Yeah.
So like all of the.
Shut the fuck up.
All of those things.
Like you saw it coming. You saw it coming. He opened his mouth and you said, shut the fuck up, before he could even get his first comment out.
No, he made a comment about how much cheese it was. Are you sure you want to eat that much cheese? That's a lot of cheese on those. He did make a full comment.
I feel like you cut him off halfway through it.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Not the first time. All the rest of the times he kept opening his mouth. I did cut him off because I didn't want him to make his little comments. Yeah. He was still commenting. There was still a glimmer in his eye. He thought his shit was funny. Stop shitting on
him. So he ended up with nacho cheese up his nose.
That'll teach you.
So that happened. And then we went on our spirit walk.
Yep.
And had to hoof it to dinner. And then people got sick.
Yeah.
So our friend Ray got sick after the first night. We thought it was food poisoning. But then it didn't stop. And then we were like, well, we all ate the same thing. And no one else is sick yet. So it can't be food poisoning. And then a day and a half later, we're on this pub crawl. And another friend got sick. But we thought, like, that first round was just, oh, I drank absinthe and dark beer. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. Beer before liquor, you'll get sicker. And, like, they didn't drink it in the right order. But then they kept throwing up, too. And then their partner got ill. And then we were all like, oh, snap. Like, something's up.
We gonna die.
Yeah. Like, we spent our last half day all wondering who's getting sick next.
Who is getting sick next?
Well, the three people that got sick all lived together, so we think, like, they had some sort of norovirus before they left town, and it just, like, took that long to take effect.
That can happen.
I haven't heard of anyone else getting sick. I don't know if Linda or Laura got sick yet.
Right.
We did offer everyone to from that room, the two that weren't sick, to come up to our room.
Stay with us.
Yeah. So Spirit Call was great. John was his name. We highly recommend him.
Yeah, that was really, really fun.
He's a New Orleans expert as well. So I think if we go back, we'll ask him to do like a history tour or something.
Yeah.
You know, whatever his favorite history hotspots are, maybe more in Jackson Square. That seemed like a really interesting place to learn a lot about, like, the trading and the slavery and the prisons and stuff there.
Yes. So.
Oh, we met friends at dinner.
That's exactly where I was going. That was already in my head. Okay, so the dinner place was like, anybody who doesn't show up, you're paying $25.
Yeah, they made me sign a contract because we had a party over 10. I had to sign a contract. And if we stood up the dinner date, they were going to charge me $200 for standing them up. And then if anyone didn't show up in our party that I was guaranteeing, they were going to charge us $25 a person. So I did reservations for 12 because 12 people were coming on the trip. And then two people, like, dropped off of the trip and didn't even come. And then three people got sick. So now we're at dinner and I can't change the reservation. And we have, like, nine people. And I'm like, fuck. Oh, and we even found friends in New Orleans to meet with us. Except they drank too much the night before and were still sick at 5 p.m.
And I was like, pussy up and come out to dinner, goddammit.
So we thought we were good, and then we're like, fuck. So we're walking in, and this couple's walking in with us. And I look at them like, hey, you got two in your party? They're like, yeah. I'm like, come with us. They looked at me weird. I was like, I know it's weird, but we have a party at 12. And not everyone's here. Would you like to sit with us? We're being sat right now. And they were like, yes.
Yeah.
So we met two lovely people from Miami.
Yes.
In town. First vacation away from their son, who was 4. So it was very delightful. We made new friends, and that's what you do when you're on vacation.
It is. They were really nice. Bianca and Ernie.
Yeah. Very nice. So hello. Not that they'll ever hear this, but hello.
We could send it to them.
Oh, we could.
We could, because we became Facebook friends with Bianca.
I totally should have went and saw her in the airport because they were there at the same time we were.
Because we were there up for 12 hours.
Yep, and they had like a 6 p.m. flight.
We could have gone and hung out with them.
I know, we should have. I should have found that flight to Miami and went and hung out with them. Like, oh, funny seeing you here. No, really.
What do you think Spirit was really going to do with us?
I don't know, man. I think they're just going to sit there and then be like, oops, sorry, people. We can't do anything for you tonight. Here's some hotel vouchers. I really don't know.
They would have given
us... There was a full plane of people there still.
They would have given us like $30 for hotel vouchers. Like, we wouldn't have been able to stay anywhere.
Yeah.
Since they gave us $14 for food at the airport. Congratulations, you can buy a bag of M&Ms.
Yeah. So we did dinner, and then we just kind of wandered home and hung out and drank, and a few people went and hit Bourbon Street. But we kind of cashed out early because we had been drinking all day, and we all had flights early the next morning. So
we thought.
Yeah, it was a really great way to kind of end the weekend.
Yeah. Did you like the Crew de Vue? View to crew. Crew to view. I had it right the first time.
Yeah, so we hit up two walking parades, and Crew to View was really funny. It was political. Well, it's the naughty adult parade, and their theme this year was Erection 2020. So all of their floats were punny.
Yeah.
Governmentally themed puns.
There was one that said, underwear denies climax change.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they had like climaxing penises around like a rotating world. There were the Vagina Avengers, and they were all superheroes. And their paper mache float was a female superhero flying out of a vagina.
There was one.
A hairy vagina.
It was great. There was one that was steal the erection, and the penis was locked up in Fort Cox. Mm-hmm. Fort Knox.
I liked also the Clitoral College.
Yeah, that one was great.
And wasn't it Trump's face being banged into a clitoris?
No, there was a dick. There was a dick swinging into
his
mouth.
There was another one.
That was a different one.
Yeah. There was another one where they had a dick swinging into his mouth.
I was telling my dad about it. I was like, it was very tacky and amazing and an impressive feat of engineering that this like dick was swinging back and forth and...
into the president's mouth.
And then there were these women in front of us, and this lady was like fully offended by everything. And the woman who was with her was like, yeah, it's like a real like Democratic slant. Like,
yes, bitch. Where the fuck do you think you are?
Where the fuck do you think you are? And the guy who I threw cheese fries at was standing next to me, and he and I were both kind of tee-heeing at each other, like, yeah. What are you doing here?
Just because you're rich and retired, living off the poor in the French Quarter, doesn't mean that the city isn't built on the back of the underprivileged, and that, like, they don't have a sense of humor about it, because they do. And even those crews are privileged. Like,
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to be in a crew. It's like a fraternity, which I want to Google and see if we can join one. That'd be fun. But like, there weren't a lot of minorities in, even in the parades.
That's true.
You know? So it was, their motifs were still really well represented, I thought. There's another one I really liked. There was a few of them I really liked, but I can't really. Those are the only few that are, the three that are sticking out in my mind. There were 19 floats in that one.
Yeah, there were a lot.
All penis and vagina themed.
All the vulvas and dicks.
All tied into the election, your erection 2020.
Erection 2020.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else to catch up on? Funeral, flights, what's happening this week with school, anything crazy? We're near the end of the, no, we're beginning of the semester, so maybe midterms in a few weeks for you? No?
I don't, I never know when that's going to come up because all teachers sort of do that differently. Like, I mean, and that was true in college too. Like my, I never really had, I mean, that would happen in your kind of like science and math classes. You would have midterms all the same week. But like in humanities, it was all over the fucking place how people, how the teachers chose to do things. Because a lot of times you had papers and whatnot. So that's kind of how it is in high school. There's not a set week really anymore where they do that, where everybody really had, like, sometimes tests end up clustered together, and sometimes they don't. But this weekend is President's Weekend, so I have a short work week, which is good, because I'm fucking tired. My sleep's all screwed up from Spirit.
You also had a bunch of early risers on your vacation.
Yes.
You were, like, legit the only one that wasn't up at the crack of dawn every day.
I wish that you would be impressed with me that I woke up 2 to 3 hours before I normally do.
I was. We were also the only two that knew that the city doesn't wake up before noon.
Yeah.
This is the first full day. Our friends got up real early because we're on Eastern time. We're an hour behind. So they're like, it's 9 o'clock. Let's get going. And I was like, where are you guys going? They're like, oh, we're going to go walk around to Jackson Square, see all the artists and stuff. And I was like, it's a little early for the artists to be out. They're like, oh, it's like 9 a.m. Shouldn't they be out? And I was like, maybe a few, but it won't be like full of artists for a while still. Oh, okay. Well, we'll go check it out. And they did. And they came back an hour later. They're like, you're right.
That's amazing. Press pause.
That's all right. They all had fun. Like, adventuring, yeah. Like early in the morning, which is great because there's no one out to fucking bug them.
Yeah, that part is kind of nice.
Yeah, so Maggie and I throw one mean vacation. So when we tell you, come join us on vacation, we fucking mean it.
And we also mean just do what we tell you to do.
We even had a friend join us like a week before the trip. So yes. That was really special.
Yeah. I don't remember if we talked about it on the last episode or not that we recorded down there. But my friend Robert showed up from Phoenix.
Like 24 hours. I think he traveled more than he spent in New Orleans.
He was supposed to be there 27 hours, but his flight got delayed. Oh, my God. I forgot the funniest part from that story. This was in my head. All right. So we get on our flight. I'm hungover. I put on, also
you're a little high.
I ate.
Shannon bought drugs off a stranger on the street.
Bought edibles from a stranger on the street of New Orleans. We split it up and everyone was like, I don't know, I didn't really feel much. So I just took a big old honking bite out of one. And on the way to the airport, I was like, oh, this is good. Like, this was real good. That was the right choice. And then when I was at the airport, I was like, I'm too stoned to be in public right now. So.
Unfortunately, we didn't have those for the rest of the time because I probably could have used some at that point.
I definitely thought about missing. I missed them later in the day. I was like, oh, I miss you, gummies. Why aren't you here with us at this airport? So.
Let me tell that story again real quick, just in case. So I was out. Everyone broke up after our cemetery tour. And my friend Linda and I went to lunch and we're walking back. And there's this guy sitting on a stoop looking. Well, he looked a little shady. But he is on a stoop and holding a basket full of goodies, and he's selling something to another guy. And I was like, oh, I got other edibles. And then a few stoops down, there's two lovely ladies with the same type of basket and same type of goodies. And as we walk by, they just whisper out to us, edibles, ladies. And my friend Linda was like, no, thanks. And then, like, I paused and longingly looked back over my shoulder. And they were like, oh, she paused. You know you want some. Come back and get it, honey.
Amazing. Amazing.
So I did. And I asked the right questions, and they answered. And I texted Maggie. I was like, I just bought drugs for the first time in my life. And she wrote back, you bought drugs from a stranger? And I was like, yeah, like any tourist, I gave $20 to a total stranger for fake drugs, duh.
They were not fake drugs.
They were not fake drugs. They were good drugs.
I was too high to be in public at the airport. So then I fall asleep.
So I'll be finding them next time.
Yeah. Ladies, you are great. You will never find this podcast, but I just want to shout you out, give you a kiss. So I get on the plane and I put on my eye mask and I fall asleep against my window. Oh, Shannon's window, because she was nice enough to switch seats with me so I could sleep against the window. And I did wake up being too hot at one point, and the captain was like, you should open your things. And I was like, okay, captain, I will do what you said. And I did that and I went back to sleep. And then I woke up and the seatbelt light turning off and a ton of people. So that same sound you hear when you land, the seatbelt light goes ding. And then you hear click, 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 click all over the plane. And so I was like, oh, miracle of miracles. Did I sleep through the whole flight?
That's right. Because I don't think we mentioned that. We boarded the plane.
Yeah.
And taxied out. And then the pilots decided that the sensors were giving off bad signals and there was some sort of mechanical issue. We had to turn around and go back to the gate. And then we went back to the gate and we sat there for a little bit. And then they said we were now deboarding the plane. Just for like 10 minutes or so, people, which I knew was wrong.
So did I. If it was going to be 10 more minutes, they would have kept us on the plane. Yeah.
Because it takes 20 minutes to get us off and a half hour to get us on. So, yeah, so we're in the plane for an hour. So if Maggie's high as fuck and she does pass out instantly, I could totally see her thinking we flew all the way home. Not realizing we'd never taken off.
Oh. Oh, miracle of miracles.
I slept through the whole thing. Anyway,
the saddest, actually.
So that's the back end of our trip and the front end of our week. And, you know, we'll see you guys all next week. Anything else? Oh, we have an internet meme of the day.
We do. But also, do you know what's a week from today?
What's a week from today?
Well, today's the 11th. What's 11 plus 7?
18. It's my birthday next Tuesday. Aww, it'll be birthday episode.
Had you not realized that yet?
Happy birthday to me.
Wait.
I didn't realize it.
I'm amazing. For weeks being like, what kind of cake should I get Shannon? What should I bring that night?
Should we do mussels next Tuesday?
What do you want to do? Whatever you want to do.
I don't know.
I'm down with whatever.
I told Isla loved tater tachos. Did we tell everyone we had tater tachos tonight?
We didn't. So let's do that. So, okay. One of the places that I dragged everybody was 13. It's a diner bar. It's a half diner, half bar.
It's like it felt like more of a bar with food.
Yeah. But it's got
than a diner with a bar.
But it's got diner food. It does feel more bar. But online it's always described as a diner. So, and they are known for their tater tachos, which the guy I threw cheese fries at disparaged all week. How could you dislike? How could you dislike tater tots with nacho fixins?
I just don't know how he didn't think of it before.
So, I mean, I don't know why I didn't tell you to make them. I've had them before. I'm obsessed with them. I don't know why I wasn't like, you know what you could make that you would like is tater tachos. So I took everybody, and almost everybody got tater tachos at 13. And so Shannon made tater tachos tonight. Yep. And Isla has never been happier.
Oh, my God. She was over the moon. And before I could even get the words out, hey, do we want to eat these more often? Yes! Yes! So I think we might start having tater tacho Tuesdays. Would you be opposed to that?
Never. Okay. I will eat tater tachos all the time.
I'll have to think of different ways to dress them. Because I loaded our side with goodies.
Yeah, that was really yummy.
Because I never know what, you know, Isla and Scott are going to want to eat or not eat. So Catherine did not like them. It was probably the nacho cheese, though.
How? How?
I'll just not put nacho cheese on her square next time.
Just put regular cheese.
Yeah, so I did a ton of Mexican cheese, and I sprinkled on some mozzarella, so it'd be nice and gooey.
It was gooey.
I did shallots across all of it, and corn across all of it, and on green onions on all of it. And then on our half, I added...
olives.
Black olives and like spicy tomatoes with cilantro and lime and stuff. Oh, God,
those were good.
So we had extra stuff. And then sour cream and nacho cheese on top of everything else.
Yeah, so it was a good.
It was real good. Real good. Tater Tacho Tuesday.
Tater Tacho Tuesday. I'm good. I'm down with it. I'll eat tater tachos every fucking week. I will always eat tater tachos. All right, so internet thing of the week, you guys. Valentine's Day is coming up. What y'all getting? A snap from Team Snapchat.
Amen, man. That's probably all I'm getting to.
That is a lie. You have a date with me.
I do have a date with you, which I totally forgot about.
I'm offended.
It's been a busy week. Forgive me if I forgot about it in my ultra-relaxing vacation and dad.
I know.
Dad.
I know.
Dad, yeah.
Dad.
I'd never been more relaxed than on that vacation.
That was a good... You were a content chickadee.
Yeah. All right, sign us off.
All right, find us everywhere at That More Thing. Like, talk to us on Facebook and stuff. We love hearing from you. Also, you can find me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Spirit Airlines. No, at Shannon's Party.
And then this has been episode 224. Is that what you told me it was?
Yep.
Good. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Girl, I want to take you to a gay bar. I want to take you to a gay bar.